interview with Gemma Friedman of British TUC at the headquarters of TUC Africa.
Welcome
in
to
Lome,
this
Togo.
Studio, Sister Gemma Friedman. Can you please introduce yourself?
Thank you. Yes, my name is Gemma Friedman and I'm a program officer within the European Union and International Relations Department of the TUC of Britain. And my work is primarily working with African trade union national centres on the issue of development cooperation.
What is the role of the British TUC in the Trade Union Development Cooperation Network?
Well, the British TUC has been part of the network since it began. We have taken part in the main meetings of the network. I think we've been in attendance at every network meeting and at the conferences, but also myself, I've been involved in the work stream, which has been specifically looking at development cooperation, development effectiveness, and within that, that's the work stream that has developed the principles document for development cooperation for the trade union movement that has been part of the discussion this week.
Sister Gemma, what is the outcome of the seminar that you have just attended on the Trade Union Development Cooperation Network?
Thank you. I was only around for the last part of the seminar that focused on consulting with ITUC Africa's affiliates on the draft principles of development cooperation document. And for me, I think the outcome is that we now have a really important set of feedback from the ITUC Africa's, some of the ITUC Africa's national centres about what they think of the draft and how that can be improved. The big change, therefore, will be that when the document is finalised, it will have been consulted with the ITUC Africa as well as other ITUC regional offices, which is incredibly important because we cannot just have a document that has got the majority input from northern trade union cooperation partners. I think the other outcome is that there is a much greater understanding about the role of the network and how the ITUC Africa's national centres can take part in it than there would have been previously.
Sister Gemma, now let's talk about the British TUC's contribution to ITUC Africa's work. What projects of ITUC Africa's strategic plan is TUC funding?
Okay, so we are funding four projects within three strategic areas of ITUC Africa's plan. Firstly, we are funding within the gender and social protection part of the plan, two projects. One is on gender mainstreaming within two ITUC Africa national centres, the Tukta in Tanzania and in Malawi, the MCTU. We're also supporting ITUC Africa's work on social protection in the two countries I just mentioned, but also in Uganda with NOTU. We have a second area in organizing where we are supporting ITUC Africa to carry out organizing work with the national centers in Eritrea and in Guinea-Bissau. And finally, and not least, with the Trade Union and Human Rights Program, supporting work on migrant and forced labor in seven West African countries.
That's great. Now, Sister Gemma, what are your impressions of the progress of ITUC Africa's projects that TUC is funding?
Thank you. Well, the projects, the agreement between the TUC and ITUC Africa was signed just at the end of November last year. So there hasn't been a long amount of time for progress to be made. However, it's also the first time that the TUC has been able to, in such a focused way, support the work of ITUC Africa. And this has been through the funding from our Department for International Development. In terms of progress, I think with most projects, and particularly when you're working with although ITUC Africa is not a new partner in terms of the size of what we're doing together, I think it always takes quite a while for startup, for projects to start up. One of the most important things is to develop a shared understanding between the TUC, ITUC Africa, and the national centres. And definitely, I think we're getting to that point now. There's also been a couple of workshops in the two post-conflict countries on organising, and also surveys have been undertaken on social protection and gender mainstreaming. So things are going well. I think that there's still a lot to do before this part of the programme finishes at the end of October, but I really look forward to having fruitful results.
Thank you very much, Sister Gemma.